Welcome to this edition of Spotlight Asia. I'm Jan van der Made. In this edition, we will look at how various countries in Europe and Asia deal with the growing refugee crisis, and specifically those refugees who try to flee the violence in Syria. Humanitarian workers in Lebanon, that harbors 1.3 million refugees from Syria, are at wit's end.
In almost every case, despite whatever trauma they've suffered or difficulties they're currently challenged by, with having so little in the way of assets and possessions and money, the vast majority of Syrians in Lebanon retain a hope and a dream to return to their home country to rebuild their homes and their lives. It's about providing people with the basic needs as far as possible. And in many cases, Syrians who have been in Lebanon for quite some time have depleted all their assets.
A large part of the refugees crosses from Syria into Turkey, where they remain, or they go west and try and buy themselves a place at a rubber boat to one of the Greek islands. Constant Meissen works for Doctors Without Borders on the island of Kos.
In Kos, we have more than 1,000 people waiting to be registered by the police. And in Lesbos, you have around 5,000. And there is no space identified and managed by the government to receive these people.
Amnesty International reported that refugees on Kos were attacked in the early hours yesterday, Friday, by men with bats, telling them to go back to their countries. On neighboring Samos, the mayor, Angelis Angelopoulos, is getting increasingly worried as the central government lacks funds to sustain the refugee centers.
Today we had over 100 coming from Turkey, and our refugee center has an availability of 280, and today we probably have over 700, and it is a minimal day.
But Greece is only the starting point. Many refugees from Syria then go up to Macedonia, Europe's poorest country, where they can now travel through Serbia using public transport up to the European Union. Yasmin Regepi, who is the president of the humanitarian NGO Legis in Skopje, says the EU should take a larger role in the crisis.
They are facing serious problems with so much number of migrants and the pressure from the politics of European Union to keep migrants in the latest European countries, in the poorest European countries. This is unfair politics, especially when the same thing to make with the countries which are still not in European Union.
After going through Macedonia and Serbia, refugees try to cross into Hungary. But last month, that country started implementing a new law that says refugees must have valid papers if they want to continue travel, and erected a fence in order to block those who have not. Then they blocked Germany-bound trains, and thousands of refugees are now stuck at the station in Budapest. Babar Baloch of the United Nations Refugee Agency was at the station.
The current situation is that people who are at the train station in transit in Budapest, asylum seekers and refugees, they were at the ticket counter. The ticket counter didn't open, and then the train station was closed. So they are still there in a way, and these are people who are in transit. Some of them want to move on, so they are now stuck there in limbo.
What do you expect is going to happen?
We don't have a clear idea, but this is a reflection of Europe's ad hoc way to treat asylum in Europe. So one day we have a situation where people were able to leave and now they can't. So our ask on Europe is to bring a collective mechanism which tries to help these people. They are desperate. I was at the border yesterday with Serbia. They have been walking for days and days, and some of them come sick, injured, on a wheelchair.
There was a new law which was implemented as of August the 1st. What specifically has been the effects of this law?
The way we have seen asylum legislation in Hungary is that it's getting restrictive day by day. So the whole idea in Hungary is to keep asylum seekers and refugees out of an efficient and a fair mechanism of asylum seeking process, not to let people in. So this is what has happened. But even with that, people have continued to arrive. There's a fence in their way on the border of Hungary with Serbia. the trickle continues, the number continues to come in, and there is no proper reception in Hungary when people arrive in Europe, and they're further inland as well.
If the refugees do manage to get through, many of them stay in Germany, says Anna Dessi, who runs a charity for refugee women and children in Cologne.
Women come to us with their problems that they have. They have domestic violence, or they have problems with shelter, or they have problems with authorities, or if they are sick, and we give them the information. And it's last 6-7 months, and they come more women to us, and our capacity is not enough to support them. But it's for us very important that the woman search counseling and search information and to want to improve their situation. So it's very important that they come to us.
But the trip to Germany, France and the UK is getting more and more risky and cumbersome to do it through Greece and Hungary. Hence, another route has been opening up, the one that leads through Russia, all the way up to the Arctic. There, in the border town of Storskog, Chief Police Superintendent Garan Stenset witnessed the first arrivals coming his way.
I can confirm that we have had several Syrian irregular migrants crossing our border crossing point this year.
And do you have the feeling that this amount of people crossing is rising?
Yes, that's correct. It has increased in July and August compared to the other months this year. That's correct.
Can you give an indication as to what shape they are?
Yeah, they are healthy, but you know, it's a little bit difficult to compare since this is a new situation for us because we don't have any experience from previous years. But as far as I know and I have seen that they are in good shape and they are happy to be in Schengen and Norway.
When the refugees come into Norway, they can then go through the procedures to apply for a more permanent resident status. Paul Nesse, a senior advisor to the Norwegian Council for Refugees, says that the new Arctic route may become more popular as a result, among other things, of measures taken in Hungary.
With the fences being built in Hungary, we may see more refugees seeking alternatives way into Central and Western Europe.
In terms of danger for the refugees, is this a trip which is comparable to the road they take, the sea road they take when they take ships from Turkey or from Africa?
So far, those we have registered have come by plane to Moscow and then overland by train or bus to Murmansk, and then it's a very short distance to the Norwegian border. So as such, this is not a dangerous route, but it does require that you have enough money to get a ticket to get up to Russia.
And maybe eventually they will find their way down to Germany, France or the UK. And although London until now has been reluctant to allow more refugees, British Prime Minister David Cameron yesterday said that the UK will take in thousands more Syrian refugees if they come from UN camps on the Syrian border.
Britain has a moral responsibility to help refugees as we have done throughout our history. We're already providing sanctuary and we will continue to do so. As the second largest bilateral donor to the crisis, we have provided over £900 million in aid to help those affected in Syria and the region. We've funded shelter, food, water, vital medical supplies for millions of desperate refugees fleeing the conflict and helping them to survive in the countries around Syria, like Jordan and Lebanon. No European country has done more than Britain in this regard. Were it not for that massive aid, the numbers making the perilous journey to Europe today would be even higher. Now, we've already accepted around 5,000 Syrians, and we've introduced a specific resettlement scheme alongside those we already have to help those Syrian refugees particularly at risk. As I said earlier this week, we would accept thousands more under these existing schemes, and we keep them under review. And given the scale of the crisis and the suffering of people, today I can announce that we will do more, providing resettlement for thousands more Syrian refugees.
But at the same time, the Hungarian government yesterday said it will again reinforce its legislation against migrants, making hopes for people crossing through that way even more difficult and possibly opening up other ways that lead from Syria to safety. And with that, we end this edition of Spotlight Asia. Don't forget to tune in same time next week. From me, Jan van der Made. Goodbye.